Heavenly Father, we thank you for the hope you give us. As we worship you this morning, draw out of us the darkness of the world and fill us with the light of hope. Help us to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord. We ask in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Waiting for Christmas. Why? They have their own plans and want to get something. For example, where I want to go somewhere on Christmas holiday. I want to take some time with my family members. Where I want to have nice presents from my parents. Can you tell me three things that you want to get for your present? What are those? And can you tell me three important things for you as believers? Well, for me, I want to share with you. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13 says, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love." Today, I want to talk to you about hope. It is a message of hope. It is the message of the great future. What is your hope? Some say that where there is a way, where there is a will, there is a way. And I want to say that where there is a hope, there is a way. The message of hope has changed many people's lives. A man who had no hope was changed. This man was sick for 38 years. He was not very well. He had no hope. But this man met with Jesus, and he was healed. He was restored, and he had hope. For the next 4 weeks, we will celebrate Advent. Advent originally comes from the Latin word Adventus, meaning coming, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was sent to this world to save his people from their sins. He was sent to this world to give us new life. He came to this world to give us new life. What is that? From despair to hope, from failure to success, from anxieties and worries to joy and happiness. Look at the Bible. The Bible gave us the evidence. Look at the history. The history gave us the evidence. Look at believers of Christ. They showed the evidence as well. Look at yourself. You have showed the evidence. The message of hope has changed the world. It has changed many people, and it is still changing. This season is one of anticipation and hope for those who believe in Jesus Christ. For Christians, not only a celebration of the birth of Jesus, but also the second coming of Jesus Christ with power and authority and his judgment on sin and hope of eternal life. Also, Advent. Advent is a spiritual journey for Christians. Through the journey, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, his presence in the world today, and his second coming in glory. The journey helps us to know about the life and death of Jesus Christ and our destination in heaven. It is our eternal place. It is now the beginning of the church year for most churches in the Western tradition. It begins on the fourth Sunday before Christmas Day. The themes of 4 weeks of Advent are hope, peace, joy, and love. Today, we light the first candle, the candle of hope. It is the message of hope, and it's the message of promise. Our Lord had a promise with His people a long time ago. Second Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 says, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. The message was given to his people. At the time, David was a king. The country of Israel was well established. Later, the country was conquered by other countries. People lost their hope, but the promise continued. Let us look at the passage, the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1. It says, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots, a branch will rest on him. What is the shoot? It is a young branch from the main stalk of a tree or other plant. In the Bible, the shoot, Hebrew hotel, is a symbol of hope. When you look at the young branch, we are not quite sure at that time, but we need to consider it for the future because it will grow. When you just look at the present situations and do not consider it for the future, you might be discouraged. But when you think about it for the future, you can be encouraged. Look at the country of Israel and Judah. The country of Israel was conquered by Assyria in 722 BC. At the time, the country of Judah was being attacked and threatened by the country of Babylon. And people of Judah were having hard times inwardly because King Ahaz and his servants sinned against God. They did so many wicked things before God's eyes. And thus it would be impossible for believers of God to survive and find their hope. At the time, our Lord gave the message of hope. It says it would be possible from the stump on offspring of Jesse. Do you know who Jesse is? He's the father of David. He had 8 sons. Among those, David was the youngest, but God made him king of Israel. Look at this young boy. Many people just looked at his outer appearance, his age, his ability, and his position. But our Lord did not consider his outer appearance. The Bible says that God looks at the heart more than the appearance. And he became a king. Look at our world. This world does not look at your heart. It looks at your appearance. That is why many people are more interested in our appearance than the heart. Look at the disciples of Jesus Christ. Our Lord chose ordinary people. Most of the disciples of Jesus were fishermen and tax collectors. What about Apostle Paul? He was one of the famous scholars in those days. Our Lord looked at their heart rather than their appearance. Look at yourself. Do you know why our Lord chose each one of you? This is a wonderful passage I want to share with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. It says, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Our Lord chose you and me as His servant because you are so foolish. You do not have to be proud. But that's why you are so humble. Because God chose each one of you. It's a powerful message. In the New Testament, you know, blind Bartimaeus came to see Jesus. He was a blind man. He could not see anything. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. He could not see for a long time. But this man met with Jesus. His life was changed. He was in the darkness, but after he met with Jesus, he accepted Jesus as his personal Savior and the Lord. He was in the light. He was in the light. He had hope. About 15 years ago, I was driving in South Korea. It was foggy. It was very hard to drive. I could not speed up because I could not see very well in the distance. It took me a long time to get there. While I was still driving, I could see something very well. The light of the sun started coming through the fog. This can be applied to our ministry. We might be driving through a dark tunnel. There's no light. We are doing our own best, but nothing can be changed. Later, the light comes in, and you can see very well. Your lives could be a struggle and frustrating. You are doing your best, but nothing changes. Don't have to worry, because our Lord is waiting for you. What you have to do is to come to see and meet with Jesus Christ. Living in this world, we need to have hope. Otherwise, we might be troubled. We don't know where to go. In 1992, do you know what happens in 1992? I was invited to several universities in Europe. One day I met with some students and faculty members in University of Paris. I was so excited. And after I met with them, I had to get back to my hotel. On the way, I got lost. I did not know where to go. I could not speak French at the time. A few minutes later, I met a gentleman and I asked him how to get there. And he kindly took me to the place where I was staying. Without him, I could not get back to the place. What would you do? You are not quite sure what to do when you're stuck. Jesus says that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus still says that I am the way. So you need to come to me. When we are stuck, we do not know where to go. Then we need to come and see and meet with Jesus. He will help you where to go and what to do. The message of hope is the message of promise. The Bible still tells us that, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of the wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge. The message of Jesus gave us hope. The hope of the great future. It is the message of promise. Our Lord gave His power and authority to Jesus Christ. He also made a promise that He would give the same power to His people. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The message of Jesus Christ has been preached after Jesus said, And this is why we are go out and preach the gospel to non-believers and teach the message here in our church. And our Lord made sure that we would be empowered by the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4 says, All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit enabled them. The powerful message of God was given to those who were in the country of Israel and Judah. And the message was accomplished after Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And Jesus testified in the Bible. The message of hope had continued until today. But when you look at our world, what do you think? We might be disappointed because we see that there are still anxieties, sadness, stresses, terrors, wars, fighting, and conflicts. We are wondering why this is happening. Is our God still working? If He's working, why He allows this to happen? What do you think? Do you think that our Lord is still working? Yes, He is still working. In the time of Jesus Christ, many people followed Jesus. And Jesus said that, I'm going to heaven, but you don't have to worry about it because I will send the Holy Spirit. When He comes, He will help you. He will guide you. That's why many people have got the hope. And Jesus also says that our Lord will judge this world with justice and righteousness. The verse 4 says, with righteousness, He will judge. But we're still looking at this world. What's happening here in this world? In this world, the rich and powerful depend on their lawyers and politicians to protect them. But the poor cannot be supported by the world. Sometimes systems and rulers are imperfect, and worse, they are corrupt. Even good rulers could work for their friends and family members, not for the justice. However, our Lord cares for the justice and righteousness. This is why we have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33 says, But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Our Lord Jesus says that His followers, believers of God, are not to worry about anything here in this world. And then He says, We are seek His kingdom and righteousness. But this world has been turning away from God, and thus we are having troubles and difficulties finding out any righteousness and justice. The world has been so corrupt after Adam and Eve sinned against God. People have done their own best to find out righteousness here in this world. But it was impossible. However, there's only one way to find our righteousness through our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Romans chapter 1 verse 17 says, the righteous will live by faith. The righteous will live by faith. Martin Luther, who was one of the great reformers in the 16th century, were fighting against the believers in the Catholic Church. We do believe that we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ, but they had different beliefs. And he made an argument based on this. The righteous people will live by faith. He also says that there's the only one way to come to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I am originally from South Korea. In 1884, do you know what happens? In 1884, the gospel came into the country. And the message of God had changed many people's lives. Many Koreans at the time suffered and endured hardships during the Japanese colony, the Korean War, military dictatorships. Many people struggled, and they did their best to overcome the situations. They knew that it was very hard for them to overcome. Later, they knew that the message of hope, the message of hope encouraged them to overcome their hardships. Many people have come to the Lord, and today the country has sent out many missionaries to all over the countries after the USA. The message of hope has changed the country and its people. My wife came back yesterday from South Korea. My father-in-law suffered from cancer and he was not very well. When she went to the hospital, he was not conscious. And he did not know who she was. My wife was very sad and depressed, and she did not know what to do. A few minutes later, the Holy Spirit touched her heart, and she started reading the Bible and praying to God. The same message of God touched the heart of my father-in-law, and he became conscious and started talking with my wife. Nothing could touch him. But the message of Jesus Christ touched his heart. And she had time to talk with him again. And later he passed away. Our Lord took his soul. The message of hope is still effective. It is so powerful. If you're having any problems and difficulties, you need to come and meet with God, and our Lord will help you. If you know someone who has not met with Jesus Christ, and you need to share with the message of God. As the Old Testament prophesied, Christ was sent to this world. In the Old Testament, 333 passages mentioned the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. As said, Jesus was sent to this world. There were many people who were changed after they met with Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus was proclaimed to the earth. Anyone who heard about it and met with Jesus was totally transformed. Jesus healed all of those who suffered from sicknesses and diseases. He healed his people physically and spiritually. The message of Jesus is the message of hope. It gave us the new life. Jesus lived 33 years and died on the cross and ascended into heaven. He made a promise that he would come back again. This is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes back, he will judge the world with righteousness and justice. Before it comes, we are to prepare for the ministry of our Lord Jesus. And we need to live and walk for the kingdom and glory of God and preach the message of Jesus Christ. This is the message of God, and this is the message of hope. Let us pray.